my good friend Ted Harpin from Dart and Archery. How are you, Ted?
Hey, good, Kevin. How are you doing?
Ooh, well, as we said before we even started, it's that time of year. I'm doing great.
It is. When I wake up in the morning and I have to put my jacket on before I go to work, that's getting me excited.
Oh, it is. I can't believe Saturday is opening day already. It is coming up quick, and you guys, I know you're ready. New items for the fall season?
Well, yeah, Kevin, I'm glad you asked. We do have some new stuff coming up, and you know, some of the bows that we've had in our lineup here just this last year, the Toxin series crossbows, for example, have absolutely done tremendously well. I mean, it's a redesigned crossbow. Nobody else has anything like that in the industry. We call it the bullpup design, so it's a little shorter. It's very, very well balanced, beyond parallel limbs, a hypercam system, 2-point trackless rail system on it for accuracy is unbelievable. That bow comes with an ambidextrous safety on it, so it can be right or left-handed users. So it really does a lot of stuff. And a larger foot stirrup. Guys are always complaining about foot stirrups and their boots in the wintertime. Can't get my foot in it. So, I mean, this bow really sets the pace for crossbows.
Wow. And I know that's the new technology out there. I see a lot more, guys out there in the woods with a crossbow, and the Darton kind of leads the way again.
Well, what we've done is we've made this crossbow. Now we've got a 13.5-inch crossbow, which is the Toxin 135, mm-hmm. a 15-inch, and this is the brace height. This is the power stroke of the crossbow to give you the speed. So they start anywhere from 350 feet per second and go up over 400 feet per second at the Toxin 180. Yeah, and it really is. And I mean, for people that are out there today looking for a crossbow, looking for a bow, looking for anything, I mean, Dart and Archery right here in Hale, Michigan, 68 yes. years old,
wow.
by the way.
Nice.
Which is amazing. Rex Darlington, the owner and head engineer, has done a fabulous job. And I mean, he works 7 days a week, and he's just constantly with, I don't really know how their minds work. I know from a sales side of things, he makes it good and easy for me, but... if people are looking for a bow, they really owe it to themselves. If you're in the state of Michigan, you're in this, especially this local or surrounding nucleus, get with one of our dealers. You know, I want to say a little bit about our dealers. We've got some dealers that are close to us. You know, we've got Haglin Outdoors. Ron up in Oscoda does a great job up there. He actually now has put a range in.
Oh, yeah.
So you can actually shoot there, which means a lot. So you can go in. When I say take it for a test drive, you can literally take it for a test drive.
Nice. Okay.
So, yeah, he does a great job. And then there's Towett Do It Best in Lumber. Mm-hmm. You can go in and see Tyler or Todd there. You know, these guys do a great job. We just had the Darton shooting trailer there.
Yeah.
It was a great day up there in Tawas. You can go to M65 Bait and Tackle and see Dan or Kim. That's in Hale, mm-hmm. right at the corner. And that's been a landmark. I mean, that business has been there. I mean, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Beckley had it for years. I didn't even think about it. I was... you know, a little kid then, but they've got a great range and just really good professional people when it comes to that. Ultimate Archery in West Branch, Todd and Becky, they just built a new business over there. Oh, they've got a new location now. It's just south on 33. So from the corner of 55 and 33, go south. Beautiful range, and he has the Dart system. So what's really nice is that you can go over there and he's going to have some leagues and you can go in and shoot the video system.
Oh,
so
really?
I say Dart and people don't understand. It's actually the hunting video system. And then we've got AJ Reynolds in down in Standish, right under curb. You get off I-75, come in on the little business loop there into Standish, and you can see Dan or John down there, and they've got a full line of bows and crossbows in there as well. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
It really is. Yeah, check out the dealerships, but I know the website is just as exciting. You guys are always right on the cutting edge with that website.
Go to www.dartandarchery.com. You can see us on Facebook. You know, our mm-hmm. customer service people, if you have questions, you can give Laura or Tony a call. When you call Dart and Archery, you get a person.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't get a recording. And so these guys just are spot on. They do a terrific job. You know, if you have some issues or you're uncomfortable with something about your bow and you want to just drop it off at the factory, bring it into the factory. We'll take a look at it. I mean, I wanted to mention these dealers because you can take it to a lot of these dealers today and they're right in your backyard.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we've worked, I live in Oscoda. I've been to Haglin's many times over there because we still use the Serpent LTD crossbow and that still works wonders for us. And maybe someday I'll actually see a deer to shoot with it, but well, it's still a fun crossbow to shoot. And I know the technology has moved on even since that, but even, you know, that generation of crossbow was great. So.
Right. Yeah. No, I'll tell you, it's one thing about Dart and Archery. You know, we over manufacture our equipment, I guess,
is
a kind way to say it. People look at our stuff. I mean, we got people bringing in bows, Kevin, that are 25, 30 years old, and they say, geez, you know, it still works, it still shoots, it still, you know, what do I need to do to make this thing better? And, I mean, thing you can do is buy a new bow.
That's right.
Take my salesman's hat on and switch it over. But yeah, it's that time of year. It's exciting. There's lots of stuff going on out there. Lots of shoots, lots of things going. You know, we always want to make sure our hunters, you know, hunt safe. You know, be careful. Make sure you're wearing your safety vest and stuff. And, you know, try to use the most caution as you can when you're in the woods hunting.
And I know we're going to be doing some work with you, too. We've got our big hunt clubs coming up. And you guys have been a big part of that every year for the last few years.
We definitely want to be a part of the Buck Poll with Mike Stonehouse and those guys.
Yes.
And do the work with KJC here. And also HITS, we'll get something put together for those guys. So hopefully we'll be on the radio and talking to each other a few more times here.
Hey, door's always open to you, Ted. Anytime you want to come in and talk about Darton, it's fine with me. And check out their website. I know we got a link at our website to get to the Darton page, or check out any of those fine spots. You can find that list of where the Darton bows are available too on that website.
Yeah. You can go right to our website, get on dealer locators and punch in your postal code, and it'll run you right there, give you directions, give you everything you need. I do a bunch of stuff with some local celebrities, you know, Mike Avery.
Of course.
We do a ton of stuff with Mike Avery, so it's always fun to go to his site. Anything you want to know about Darton, we can get you there quickly.
Sounds good, Ted. I know we'll get you off to work today, and thank you for stopping in, my friend, anytime. And good luck to you if you're going to be getting out soon.
Thanks, Kevin.